Brady's Mail.
Yeah, he's made it back from Vegas, and Spencer Lenu, he's pled guilty. That's the biggest story that's came out of that particular trip to the US. What were your takes on it, mate?
I'm not surprised, Ian, Gus, because I think, obviously, a couple of Broncos players have said they come forward as witnesses for Ezra Mann in the situation. And, I'm not surprised. The only surprise I have is maybe it took this long, but yeah. I've got to say the Roosters, in their defence, they were in Vegas, they would have had to have come back and consulted lawyers, had to consult Spencer's agent, Jonah Card, as well. So I can sort of, while I'm surprised it's taken this long, I can understand why it did. But I think it was always headed down this path. And, the issue now for Spencer is how long he faces out of the game. He's got that hearing, I think it'll be on Monday night. And he's basically throwing himself at the mercy of the judiciary. So I was hearing 6 to 8 weeks a few days ago. If you're based on that figure, given he's sort of he's already pled guilty, I reckon you're probably looking around that 6 week minimum mark. So it's a pretty steep price to pay, but I think we all probably agree that, you know, it's, given the circumstances, maybe it's not long enough, potentially. Some people will certainly think that way.
Reedy, obviously he's pled guilty now, but I mean, he didn't show too much leniency back in the hotel afterwards when there was a confrontation, was it?
No, he didn't show too much remorse straight after the game when we got him obviously on the field. Mm. But you know, obviously he's had some time for it to sink in. And he's a pretty fiery guy, Spencer. I don't know him that well, but I know some guys who went over to Vegas with him pre-Christmas. They said he's a really lovely bloke, but he's got a bit of white line fever about him, Spencer. And I think he was probably still stewing after the game. So, he's obviously had some time to digest it now. He's obviously spoken to guys like Dink Politis and Trent Robinson about it, and they probably talk some sense into him. So, you know, I don't want to hang him out to dry based on what he did immediately after the game, because it's emotions are raw then, Jude. And I'm sure he was still a bit of fire in his belly, but, you know, I think common sense has prevailed now and he's made the right decision.
Tell us what Manly want to do with Brookvale. It sounds like they want to put a roof over it and they're partnering with UFC.
It's really exciting and interesting for a Seagulls fan. I had a story today that they met with San Francisco 49ers president and talked about selling an equity stake in Manly to the San Francisco 49ers. Well, while they're in Vegas, Scott Penn, the owner and majority owner and chairman, also met with the UFC. And I don't know if Gussie saw it over in Vegas, but the UFC has this performance centre. It's unbelievable. You've got to see it. It's ridiculous. And it's talk about them building one in Australia. Now, the idea would be that they would partner with Manly to build a training base in the Northern Beaches. And as part of that, Manly would try and raise the funds, find the funds to build a 20,000-seat stadium fully undercover, fully with a full roof on it. So that's the plan now for Manly. Look, we've seen it. Manly have had a million plans for this ground over the years. Sadly, none of them have got off the mark. But I get the feeling there's a bit of momentum behind this one. So if you're a Seagulls fan, pretty exciting times potentially laying ahead. And we deserve it. The Northern Beaches deserves a good stadium.
Yeah, they do.
Fair dinkum. Yep,
they certainly do. Mate, let me ask you about Nick Meaney. He's been great down there at the Melbourne Storm. He's about to re-sign with the Storm. And also Zach Lomax's future at the Dragons. That's a bit up in the air at the moment.
Yeah, well, look, Nick's pretty close to a new two-year deal down in Melbourne. I mean, he's off contract at the end of the year, and I reckon he'll get knocked over in the next couple of weeks. He's now a centre down there, and it's been a really, really good signing for them. I think he's played 48 games over the last couple of years, and every one of them been pretty good for Nick Meaney. Zach Lomax is probably the opposite end of the spectrum, where Zach's been very inconsistent. And now Shane Fleming has picked him on the wing. We had a story today that he's very unsettled by that. He's not happy about it. And what's interesting is that, as I understand it, Parramatta are keeping a really close eye on this situation. If you remember last year, they were looking for an X-factor player. They wanted a player that could add to their back line that would give them a point of difference or, as I said, an X-factor. Well, Zach Lomax is that sort of guy. So it's one to keep your eye on. If things don't work out of the Dragons, if Zach continues to be upset and doesn't play well, then I reckon Penrith are going to ask the question.
Yeah, but also, he's been put on the wing. He's not a winger. I've watched him play through the juniors with Tristan, mate. He's a strike centre, mate. You can play him at fullback, but he's not a winger. He's too good to be on the wing.
Good goal kicker too,
isn't
he? Yeah, he's a good player.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that's the issue for Zach, right? I mean, I don't think he's overly happy about it, but Shane Fleming has got some headaches to work out already at the Dragons. I'm sure he'll get to the bottom of it.
For sure.
Brilliant, Reedy. So good to have footy back.
How good is it?
Oh, well, that's
Vegas,
awesome.
Vegas was outstanding.
Yeah, it was awesome,
mate. Yeah, we didn't care about Vegas, mate. We're here doing the hard yards, mate. So glad you guys enjoyed it, mate.
Oi,
we'll carry Triple M, mate. You're sweet,
we just
brother.
Got FOMO, didn't we?
Nah, not
thanks,
at all, brother.
Thanks for that.
Bye, mate.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.